welcome back to the Lawn Hustle Podcast. I am your host, Andy Wilson, with 16 years of experience in the green industry. Each week we dive into stories, strategies, and successes from lawn care professionals who are building their business from the ground up and creating real legacies for their family in the future. And tonight we have Danny Hernandez with All That Grass Lawn Care. Danny, thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Well, you and I last week spent the entire week, Monday and Tuesday, at the LCR Summit, and Wednesday through Friday at the Equip Expo. So let me ask you, what was your biggest takeaway from the LCR Summit?
Biggest takeaway I got from the LCR Summit was, it was so many great speakers, so many good things that was said. From the LCR Summit in itself, I could say that I thought I know until I know, right? So there were some things that, you know, we came back home and I actually wrote in my book that I needed to change, you know, in business, that I thought I had it figured out, you know, and one of those things was pretty much my numbers. It's easy to cut grass. It's easy, you know, to do those things, right? But no, you know, Payjack said it, you know, clear. He couldn't have said it any clearer. You know, knowing your numbers is going to be very important. And I also get it from Mike Andes too. That's what I took from it. You know, is knowing your numbers is so important strategically. Like I know the numbers, but it was like making sure that you have an account for everything. You know, and we could dive in a little bit more into that if you want. But yeah, that's what I took from it and how important it was to make sure you have an account for not only for your business, but you have an account for maintenance, you know, for you, you know, because you got to put money in your pocket and for other things that revolve around business.
Right. I think it's vitally important for every lawn care business to not only know their numbers, but understand their numbers and to be able to work those numbers to where you can control not only your top dollar revenue, but your bottom dollar revenue and your profit margin. Because we're all in business to make money.
Yes.
You know, that's one of my whys, why I started my business, is because I wanted to have the freedom to make as much money as I could.
Yes.
And so I did place a lot of value on what Payjack had to say, you know, Profits with Payjack. I encourage you to listen to that podcast. And I thought Eric Triplett, the Pond Digger, was tremendous. You know, learning how to talk to your customer, learning what your customer is going to say to you and how they're going to say it and what the response to you is, you know, and how it's said and what it really means. I thought that was tremendous. What about Equip Expo? What was your takeaway from Equip? How many years have you attended Equip?
My first year. It was my first year. What I took from Equip is to never give up on yourself. And I think Jesse couldn't have said it any better. I actually got an opportunity to sit through his, that event, through Crest, and Jesse, you know, I remember he, you know, he pretty much said, you know, my dad used to tell me, if you're going to swing at something, make sure you swing very hard, you know, and his message was that life, if you're going to do something, man, it's all or nothing, you know, and that's what we got to like kind of remember, you know, like we're in business, yeah, to make money, but also, you know, business is taking risks as well. And I'm not saying, you know, to take a whole bunch of risks, but what I mean by that is in life, you gotta be able to believe in yourself and continue to believe because nobody else is gonna believe in you the way how you believe in yourself. And there were a lot of moments where I just and throughout business, through the 5 years that I've been in business, and I started very slow. And when I first started, I thought I had to be very high, you know, and you know that saying, it's better to grow slow than to grow fast. You know, it's better to build your foundation first and make sure you're building the right foundation so it doesn't crumble 5 years down the line. I want to be here 10 years later, so I'm looking at the long haul. So what I took from it is to learn to forget about what anybody is going to think about you, and to take risks and to go hard.
Like I said, I've been in this for going into my 17th year. And I've seen a lot of lawn care businesses locally where I live take off like rockets and fall like rocks because they have no structure, they have no processes, they have no, systems set in place to help them be successful. So failure was inevitable. It was going to happen. And it does matter how you start. But more importantly, how are you going to end? You know, are you going to end in defeat because you didn't do your work and set the processes and systems in place to help you be successful, so you failed? Or are you going to end in victory? It doesn't matter how far you've come, how far are you willing to go? So I remember my first Equip Expo. I went and I come back with more hats than I could ever wear. You know, hats and ink pens and bandanas and masks and all kinds of stuff. But the last several years, it's not been about the hats. I get a few of my favorites. But it's about networking. It's about building friendships, building relationships. When I walked in the very first time to that massive showroom, I thought, this is bigger than I am. This is bigger than professional lawn maintenance in Newcastle, Indiana. This is a community of people from all over the world that show up at Equip Expo. I've said it before, but the Expo is to the lawn care industry what the World Series is to Major League Baseball or the Super Bowl to the NFL. It is our World Series or our Super Bowl. But I appreciate you being here tonight, and we're gonna talk about some battery powered equipment. But before we get started with the battery powered equipment, let's hear a word from Joey Coberly, the landscaping bookkeeper.
Did you know that bookkeeping is one of the first things you should outsource before scaling your company? Hey guys, it's Joey with the Landscaping Bookkeeper, and I wanted to personally invite you to join our group of more than 50 lawn care owners that have decided to track and learn their numbers. With the Landscaping Bookkeeper, you'll get monthly accountability and peace of mind knowing that your business is on the right track financially. You can book a call with us by going to thelandscapingbookkeeper.com and scheduling a 15-minute phone call. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Thanks.
And we're back with Danny Hernandez, All That Grass Lawn Care. And you're out of what state again?
So we're out of Connecticut.
That's what I thought. Out of Connecticut. And if you are not connected to Danny on social media, search all that grass on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, like him, follow him, subscribe to him. His content will inspire you. And with that being said, we want to talk about some of the equipment that you are using to make your content and to do your work. Gas prices keep rising. Has anybody noticed that? Noise complaints are growing. Has anyone had a complaint about noise? I have. I had a lady come out of the neighboring house where I was working, and she just gave me the what for because I was making too much noise at 9 o'clock in the morning. And she threatened to call the police on me. I said, call them. I used to be one. You know, the law says I can start working 30 minutes prior to daybreak, and I can work 30 minutes after daybreak. So go ahead and call them. But the gas-powered equipment was making too much noise, according to her. But battery-powered lawn care isn't just a fad anymore. And we saw that at Equip Expo. A lot of battery-powered equipment. But I believe, and I'm sure you will agree with me, battery-powered equipment is the future.
Absolutely.
And today we're talking with Danny Hernandez, who's making the switch and providing that battery-powered lawn service. And so I want to ask you, what got you into the lawn care industry to begin with, and what is causing you to make that transition from gas-powered to battery-powered?
Well, yeah, to answer your first question, again, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to come on your show. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be here. I'm happy we met at the LCR Summit, you know, and to answer your first question, you know, I got into lawn care due to an injury. For those of you who don't follow me on social media or don't know me, I got into it to give you a little insight. It all started during an injury. I was in a wheelchair for a year, to make a long story short. I was in a wheelchair for a year. I was away from my family for about like 3.5 to 4 months in a rehabilitation center. And I had to learn how to walk again. I had to learn how to tie my shoes. There were a lot of things I couldn't do. I lost my job due to my injury, not because I didn't want to work. We almost lost our home. I mean, you name it that could have possibly happened to a man, it happened. And the way how I got into lawn care was that I remember coming home from the hospital. It was like my first time coming back. I was paying for a landscaper to come. And this particular week, the landscaper didn't show up. He couldn't make it for whatever reason. I forgot what was the reason. And I physically got upset. And I remember my wife telling me that, you know, hey, babe, you can't go outside. You're not supposed to do that. And I was so mad and just focused, like, I got to go cut the grass, because I used to cut the grass all the time. And prior to my injury, that's why I had to pretty much go out. So I wound up going out in a walker. And I remember my neighbor telling me, hey, you know, can I help you with anything? You know, you're not supposed to be doing that. And my wife was saying, yeah, he's not supposed to be outside. And I remember before, just to give you a little insight, during that time, I was in a very low point in my life. And a lot of people don't know. They see me with a smile. And this is why I always say it's so important, you know, for us to try to motivate and inspire people. That's why I'm so inspired to motivate people, because you never know what somebody is going through behind a smile.
Right.
And I was going through some very tough times. I told you in the very beginning, I lost my job. I was on the verge of losing my home. I couldn't walk. I couldn't go back to work. I became disabled. I was disabled. I just felt very low in my life, and I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to live no more. And thinking that that was very selfish of me to even feel that way. I know I was going through a lot as a man, but I had so much to live for. I got four beautiful boys. They're all young. My oldest is 11 years old now. And I also have my wife. And I remember telling my wife, like, during the times when she was coming to the hospital with me, like, I remember telling her, I said, Ash, you know, I love you very much. It's not that I have anyone else, but if this makes any sense, I don't want to hold your life up. I don't want to hold you up, because I just felt like I couldn't do nothing. I felt hopeless. To her, as a man, you know, you always hear, like, you're supposed to bring home the bacon for your family. You're supposed to go out and go help your family, you know, be the best at what they could be. And I'm a firm believer in that. And I'm sorry if I'm tearing up, because it always brings me back. It brings me back to that moment where I just felt like I didn't want to live no more. And I told myself, like, what would life be without Dad? I hug my kids every day. I'm grateful. I speak with a passion. Sometimes people confuse the way how I talk, because I talk with so much passion and belief. I believe I can do anything now. And I truly believe that, because I remember the doctor telling me, you can't go back to work. You can't do certain things. And I've always had a problem with people telling me you can't, or the door being shut. I felt like if there's any trauma that's ever, like, damaged me as a person, was the no. And it's always been my determination that when I get that no, that I make sure I knock those walls down, because, like, we all have a purpose and a reason why. And during that time that I was going through that difficult time, I didn't understand that I had to go through what I was going through. I had to be in a wheelchair at the time that I was in a wheelchair. I didn't know that I was going to fall in love with lawn care. When the landscaper didn't show up, I went outside and I was mowing the grass the best way I could. And during that time I was being yelled at, I found hope. I found peace. I found a connection with nature. And that's what people don't understand. It ain't about the money for me. Yes, I want to make money. I want to support my family. But it's bigger than that. I feel like God's given me a purpose and a reason why to do what I do today. And I do it with a smile. Every day I wake up, you said earlier in the podcast, you got to have a purpose and a reason why. And my reason why is to let people know that no matter what you're going through in life, I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're going through finance problems. I don't care if you're going through marital problems. I don't care if you're going through business problems. You can overcome anything that you apply your mind to. And as long as you believe. And if it wasn't for my kids and my wife that keeps me grounded each and every day, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I promise you, I wouldn't be where I wouldn't be here talking to you, because I'll never forget. I almost took my life away. And every time I think about it, it just hurts me and it haunts me every single day. But now I have a purpose. I have a reason why I live. And I thank God that he gave me the mindset to let me know that there was more to life than what I thought. I thought it was the end. I hit a brick wall and I thought that was it. I was hurting. I was so in a low place. I was so low. People don't understand. Like, I just didn't want to be here on this earth no more. And I just thank God every day for giving me a second chance at life. So that's how I got into lawn care. Lawn care, I feel like I didn't choose it. It chose me. because I enjoy going out and hearing the birds and nature and having that wind hit me. I'll never forget that day. It was a clear day and I was outside and I was feeling very low and it was like something just picked me right up. Like I just woke up. And that's how I found my purpose.
Well, I appreciate your story and thank you for sharing it with us. I know it's an emotional story. It got me a little all stirred up here myself.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I appreciate the story because lawn care is one of the things outside of your family, your wife and your four boys, that saved your life. Finding that purpose, finding that desire to go forward, to open a business, to grow a business, to become the breadwinner in your family. And it's just an amazing journey that you're on. And I appreciate you sharing that with our listeners. So you started 5 years ago. When you started, was you all gas-powered equipment?
Yes, at the time, I only had one push mower, and I didn't have a weed whacker. I had some mixed equipment at the time. I had a Husqvarna 21-inch. I had a minivan, and I had a Ryobi hedge trimmer. Battery at that time when battery was just hitting the market. Like, it was out. Battery's been out for a very long time, but as far as like lawn care, that's when it was starting to get very popular and introduced like into the industry. So that's what I pretty much started with, was just those three. And then little by little, I had to get my equipment up.
So in the 5 years you've been in business,
yeah,
what motivated you to start the transition from gas-powered equipment to battery-powered equipment?
Yeah, well, moving forward, you know, we, like year two, year three, what I did was I took the money that I made and I just reinvested it into the business. And I had a Toro sit down because at the time, you know, I told you I was disabled. I was still having difficulties with walking. A lot of people don't know I have a prosthetic knee. And I also have a machine that drips medication in my spine for the rest of my life. If not, I shake like I got like Parkinson's and stuff. It controls my nerves. And so I had to, as much as they were telling me that I couldn't do lawn care because it was very physical, which it is, it's a physical, it's a high demand job, right? But I enjoyed it. And I just had to find an equipment that I was going to be able to be out there and be able to do what I was capable of doing. And so we immediately, like, I brought a zero turn, but then, like, lo and behold, that didn't work because the yards were very, like, the gates were tight. And at the time, this is why I share my story online, is because I brought a lot of equipment that I had no business in doing, you know, because I didn't know. I was new in the market. I didn't know how to run a business. I didn't know what equipment to buy. But I knew that I had to find something that I was able to do the job without it affecting my health. So we got introduced to battery. I remember I went to a dealer and a gentleman was like, "Hey, have you ever seen this battery line?" And I said, "No." I said, no, I never seen it. And that battery line was Crest. And they were like, "Well, we could give you the whole setup for your whole vehicle, like for everything." And I said, "Oh, really?" And he was like, "Yeah, we could give it to you for like 3 weeks." Well, they gave it to me for probably a little over 3 weeks. It was like a month and a half. The dealer, like, I signed some paperwork. They gave me, I was able to hold the cyber tank, the trimmers, everything you could think of to run a business. They pretty much loaned it to me so I can try it out. And I fell in love with it. I'm gonna tell you a couple reasons why. The reason why I fell in love with it was because I was able to start earlier One, I didn't smell like gas, and I didn't have to mix oil. I didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to do all the other things that I had to do with gas equipment. But what really drew me into the equipment was because I was afraid to transition over. And I think it's one of everybody's biggest fears is that, is it, how long is it going to last? Like, am I going to have enough juice to actually cut yards? And at the time, I had enough juice because I had enough because it pretty much was, I was doing like 6 to 8 yards at the time, you know? And so like, I remember like I got up to like 16 and then I had to cut back because of my health, but easily like I was able to do, like now we cut 12 to 14 yards a day. I could do more, but I choose not to just because I do what I can with what I'm capable of doing, you know? Right. I always say everybody's in a different, you know, bracket. But that was my biggest thing. Can it last all day while I'm out there? And I can honestly say that it literally takes you 8 minutes to charge a battery with Crest. And when I found that out, I just had to make it work. Like, how can I charge it while I'm out on the field? And once I figured that out on how to charge it, it was all history from there. I made the switch instantaneously, like immediately, like without a doubt, because I believe in the product so much. I was able to use it for over a month. And the fact that I was able to start earlier, customers couldn't hear me. And in Connecticut, in Greenwich, there was a couple areas that I was doing, Westport. I don't know if you're familiar with Connecticut and Westport area, but they changed the law and we had to switch over. Now it's getting switched back over where you could use both now. But I had to make a decision if I want to service this area. I pretty much have to make a switch. So I had no choice. The question was, which brand do I go with? And I tried two other brands, and the brand that stuck out to me the most that I was able to last throughout the whole day was Crest. I was able to charge on a go. I was able to have juice all day and start early.
Okay, let me ask you this. What was the first battery-powered piece of equipment you held in your hands?
First one was the Ryobi. It was a Ryobi string trimmer. It was from Home Depot's, and my neighbor had gave it to me. It was actually his. I just took the battery. I think it was a 2.5 amp. I had that battery from a drill that I had. But that was the first battery powered equipment I had.
So when you held that Ryobi trimmer in your hand, to the time when you held that first piece of Crest battery powered, what would you say is the major difference between the two brands?
Oranges and apples. The power. The power was there.
Okay, let me ask you this. You said the power. So what is the power comparison on a Crest trimmer versus a steel blower, gas powered? Is there any difference in the power?
As far as like a gas gas blower and a gas, a gas blower and a battery gas?
Yeah. A battery powered Crest trimmer versus a steel gas powered trimmer.
Oh, well, one, I'm all about comfortability. It was the power is there. And the other thing that I liked about Crest was that Crest was a lot lighter to me. I was able to maneuver a lot better with the Crest product, and it wasn't cutting off on me. When it gets 90 to 95 degrees around our area, and I mind you, I'm no mechanic, so if somebody could let me know, you know, but it would cut, it would just, it wouldn't start. And I remember I was struggling out there because I had to pull multiple times and I was injuring myself all the time. I would go to pull to start my battery, backpack blower. I have the BR-800, the BR-800. And I kept trying to pull it and pull it, and it would not start at all. It would not start at all, you know? So, that's one of the reasons why, I had issues with that particular product, you know?
So you know how we flip edge a driveway yep. or a sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
When you're using a battery-powered piece of yep. equipment, do you get the same cut down that edge as you would if you were using a gas-powered trimmer?
Dude, can you say that again? Because I was having trouble with the Wi-Fi. Hang on 1 second. I'm trying to fix it. Just give me 1 second. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
My question was, when you flip edge, do you get the same result using a battery-powered trimmer versus a gas-powered trimmer?
I honestly feel like I get a better result because I'm able to actually hang on 1 second because it's going in and out. Hang on 1 second. Oh my goodness.
So we're talking with Danny Hernandez with All That Grass. We're having a little technical difficulty with this internet, but we're talking about battery-powered equipment, and he is making the transition from gas-powered to battery-powered, and his choice of equipment is the Kress brand. So we're talking about the trimmer now. When you use a gas-powered trimmer versus when you're using a battery-powered trimmer, if you get the same results when you're flip-edging, and it's his opinion that he gets a better result from the battery-powered when he's flip-edging. Expound on that a little more.
Yep. So, yeah, it's better. The glitch is not glitching now. Fix the Wi-Fi. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, no. So when I flip, when I'm using the stick edger and I flip, it's not that you get better results so much. I get possibly the same results, with both products. The thing is for me, where I was struggling that because of my injury, like I got a machine that you can't see it. It's right in front. So all the time when I flip the edger, I would struggle with steel because steel was a lot heavier for me, in my opinion. This is just my opinion. It was a lot heavier for me, and it was a bit harder for me to maintain the consistency while I was coming down, you know, to actually make that edge. Where with Kress, I was able to keep a consistent, keep a consistent line coming down, you know, on any property that I was doing because it was more comfortable for me. So that's why in some of my videos you'll hear, like, I'm all about comfortability. And I am because, you know, in this industry, you have to use what works for you and what's most comfortable for you.
So would you say that when you are using your battery-powered trimmer or blower or hedge trimmer, whatever it is, mm-hmm. that you get the performance that meets your expectation?
Yes. And the reason why I say that is because I don't know if you're aware of it or if you ever seen it. In fact, I'm going to start making content on it. So what I love about Kress is that they have like a vest. I don't know if you ever seen the vest.
Yes.
They have a vest and I use that a lot. And so I know a lot of people will probably ask, well, can you elaborate a little bit where you're saying is heavy? Because the battery is heavy itself, right? but I can offset the weight by applying the vest on. And that's where it becomes like you could literally pick up the trimmer with your pinky and just flip it over. Like it becomes that light.
I used a hedge trimmer at Equip Expo.
Oh, you did? Okay.
The Echo brand.
Okay.
And they had these dowel rods sticking straight up, and you were cutting those dowel rods off. And that Echo brand battery-powered hedge trimmer, it ate through those dowel rods with no issues at all. I mean, it just right through them. And I don't know that my gas-powered hedge trimmer would have cut that well. So I was really impressed with that. But my biggest concern has always been, number one, the cost of the battery-powered equipment. Number two, the battery life. I think the battery life is improving. I believe they're coming out with more innovative ways to charge your batteries to keep you running every day. But do you feel like you will get a return on your investment with battery power?
And I can most certainly talk about that if you have any questions. Absolutely. Let's talk about this. So you got to look at it when you're investing into it. That's one of the biggest things about battery, right? Is that a lot of people, they're afraid to transition over because it's the cost. The upfront cost is what is the, it's expensive. But the way how you have to look at it as you're paying for your gas up front. Okay. You're paying for your gas up front. And absolutely, are you going to get your return back? Yes. In the span of the years that you have the product, yes, you will get, because you no longer have to pay for gas. You're paying for it up front. The bat, as far as like the battery, we've had our Crest batteries now for 2 years. I had no issues with them. I haven't seen a difference in performance. So you know how sometimes you use batteries and they'll last a little bit longer when you first purchase them. We put them through the ringer, and we use them to throw on the backpack blower, or we'll switch out the batteries and use them for hedge trimming. So that being said, you got to look at it as paying for your gas up front. And it pays for itself. You no longer have to, it's brushless motors. You no longer have to pay for spark plugs, fuel filters, air filters. I mean, what's your average cost when you bring one string trimmer? Let's do one cost, a string trimmer to the dealer. You're looking at 89, average 89 to like 110 bucks for service, where, you know, a battery costs you, the their main battery, It's like $470 where I'm currently at here in Connecticut, plus tax. So, you know, in 4 years, it pays for itself. These batteries are the warranty on the batteries are for 7 years. About 7 or 8 years, I think, for Crest. And we've had no issues with them at all. So when you talk about, you know, not spending money no more on paying for maintenance, I think it pays for itself, in my opinion, you know?
Well, that's good. I've heard people say that they felt like battery powered was for residential. It didn't meet the standard for commercial work. What's your opinion about that?
Depending on, this is an opinion, I disagree with that because I do commercial properties now. So if you go to a property and it's a property that you've never done before, you probably, it's not that the power isn't there. It's just a property's never been touched by you and you're touching it for the first time. I would say to that is that, That's more of an opinion because you could still get the job done. There's no more. Crest has made it so easy that you can charge your batteries in 8 minutes. I never run out of juice, and I would challenge any commercial guy out there that's using battery versus gas. Try it. Give it a shot. Don't knock something if you never tried it. I know that they are coming out with a brand new backpack blower, and it's going to be stronger than a gas backpack blower. So the power is there. The you being efficient and the power is there already. Their backpack blower, to me, I use it everywhere I go. It doesn't matter if it's a new property, old property, at all, because I charge my batteries within 8 minutes, 8 to 9 minutes, you know, especially the white battery, their big battery. That's the battery that goes inside their mower and their backpacks. And even the smaller batteries go on the backpacks as well. You can put up to two. So I think that's more of a preference of what people like. And I try not to get caught up into, you know, if you like a brand, stick by what you like. But at the end of the day, as far as people saying that, oh, this isn't going to work, or I don't think is there, the technology is there. The technology is there, and it's the numbers don't lie. You know, I've used it long enough, and we've used it on commercial properties. And I believe in that product. I believe in Crest, and I'm not just saying it just to say it. I mean, I brought my equipment with my money. So people want to know, like, you know, did he purchase it, or was it given? No, I purchased it with my money. That's how much I believed in the product.
Let's take a short break and hear a word from my show sponsor, Eartha Pro.
Tired of chasing payments and losing track of jobs? Eartha Pro back office software makes it simple for solo guys and small lawn care and landscaping crews. Schedule, invoice, and organize all in the same place. We also have a mobile app and integrate into QuickBooks. Sign up at earthapro.com with promo code thelawnhustle11 for a $50 Amazon gift card, 10% off, and personalized onboarding. Eartha Pro, you run the outside work, we run the office.
So we've been talking about battery-powered equipment versus gas-powered equipment. We've talked about how you believe you will definitely get a return on your investment. Let me ask you, what is your opinion in the next 5 to 10 years? Will battery-powered equipment take over the green industry and gas-powered equipment be no more, or will we always have gas power equipment?
just for the record, I like gas. I'm not anti-gas, so I want to make that clear. I like gas. Where the market is going, we all seen at the expo, Andy, and you know, autonomous mowers, every brand. I don't care if you're Steel, if you're Echo, if you're Shindawa, if you're Crest, whatever brand it is, they all have new technology coming out. And all of the new technology that's coming out, you either going to jump on board or you're going to get left behind. It's kind of like, remember years ago when it came with the pagers, you had a beeper, and then magically we had two ways, and then from two ways, Nextel, and then from Nextel, all of a sudden we got touchscreen. Technology is taking over the industry, and I mean that in a good way. And I like where's it going. And the reason why I'm so intrigued by it is because technology is making our jobs a lot easier on the field by being able to tell you how efficient you are. Is this mower more productive out on the field, you know, than you taking it to this property? You know, I mean, just recently at the Equip Expo, John Deere had the autonomous mower where it'd tell you what properties your mower is more productive on and where you should put the mower or what you should be using for this type of area. Like, that's how innovative technology is getting. It's becoming to the point where you're going to know cent by cent, dollar by dollar, how much you're going to make. And if you have that information in front of your face, why wouldn't you jump on board with the numbers don't lie.
Right.
Numbers don't lie. And so to answer your question, it's moving very fast with AI. We're using AI now. And I'm intrigued by all the autonomous mowers that are out. And I'm happy and I'm interested to see where this industry goes with all this new technology. And I want to stick very close by it because I believe that this industry is going to grow. Whether you like it or not, it's going to go eventually all over to gas. Eventually, you will not probably see gas. Gas will be used, but there will be more battery than gas.
I have seen more changes in the green industry in the last 3 or 4 years than I have seen in the previous 15 years. Mm-hmm. Very quickly, our industry is changing. And like you said, you're either going to jump on board or you're going to get ran over. And if you want to stay on the cutting edge, and if you want to continue to provide a quality service for your clients and your community, then you're going to have to be willing to change with the industry, or like you said, be left behind. So what advice would you give the average lawn care company across America and around the world when it comes to making that transition and moving towards battery-powered equipment? Would you say go slowly to help cut the cost, the upfront cost? Maybe start off with a trimmer or two and some batteries and chargers, and then purchase your blower, and then maybe go into your hedge trimmer, and then eventually maybe a mower. Because if you buy all of that equipment up front, the price is going to be astronomical. So is that something that you feel like people should, maybe that are hesitant because of the price, should maybe think and consider just one small piece of equipment at a time until you have a fleet of battery powered?
Yeah, that's a great question, Andy. Absolutely. Start off slow. When I started, I didn't just buy everything all at once. It is expensive. The up cost front for battery is way more expensive than you going out to just buy a gas blower and a gas mower and et cetera, right? But the upside to it is my advice that I would give to anyone in the industry, if you never tried it, try it first and start off slow. Maybe try the string trimmer, just exactly how you said, and just give it a shot. And I promise you, you're going to see the difference. Not only are you going to be able to start earlier, you're not going to have to pay for maintenance no more. You're not going to have to deal with oil and gas, and you're not going to come home. My wife used to tell me, "Oh, hurry up, go take a shower." You know what I'm saying? Like, go take a shower. You smell like gas. Like, now she can't even tell. Like, you know, and I'm not just saying it just to sell it, but let me tell you something. Crest has figured it out. And the reason why I like Crest is because there's no more you could say, is it going to last while you're out on the field? How long does battery last, Andy, when you're out there string trimming with a gas-powered equipment, right? How long before you have to fill it up? You still got to stop.
Right.
You got to stop. Right. So that narrative of you saying, "Oh, my gas-powered equipment lasts the whole day." No, you ever hear that saying and people making a video, the walk of shame? Because you didn't fill up before you started, you're going to run out of something regardless. So before you knock it, try it. Because I'm telling you, you're going to be impressed by the power that it delivers and the efficiency. I feel like I'm more efficient being out there with battery. And it's been a game changer the way how I do business. And especially now. Like I hedge trim a property and I remember the lady called me. She said, "Danny, did you come today?" I said, "Yeah, I came." I said, "Go, you could go take a look." She said, oh my goodness, I didn't even hear you. I said, I was there like around 7:30. It was like 7:15, 7:30. I started. You can't do that with gas.
Right.
You can't do that with gas starting at 7 o'clock. You, the neighbors would be mad. But to answer your question, start slow. If you're on the fence about it, and also just not only start slow, but give it a shot. Because regardless whether you do or not, the industry is moving with or without you.
Well, that is some solid advice for our listeners, Danny, and I appreciate it. If you're out there thinking about making the switch, take this as your sign. Danny has given us some personal revelation into battery-powered equipment. So do your research, test out some equipment, try it out, and if you decide to make the transition, I would say go for it. It's your decision, it's your business, and you need to decide what is best for you, what is best for your company. So thank you for tuning in to the Lawn Hustle. We're here to help you build a business that lasts. We're here to help you build a legacy. Reach out to us. If you listen to this podcast, leave us a 5-star rating and a nice review on Apple Podcast. If you listen on Spotify, you can leave us a review on each episode. So I would appreciate that. And Danny, again, thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you having me on tonight. Thanks, Andy. It's been a pleasure.
Well, this episode is coming to an end. But if you are making that transition or you know someone who is, share this episode with them. Maybe there's something, a question that they had that Danny answered in this podcast that will help them make their decision. So I appreciate you listening to the Lawn Hustle Podcast. And until we talk again, remember, the grass is always greener where you water it.